Yo, peace of Black Power. This is your man, Shabaka Rama Ott. Welcome back to The Streets Are Talking. This is your man with, I got a special guest today. My special guest is Miss Candace. Miss Candace is one of those young ladies who will surprise you if you didn't know. I met Miss Candace probably about a month ago, and we've been colleagues a month and a half or whatnot. And one of the interesting things that I found out about Miss Candace was Miss Candace has a degree in psychology. Now, why am I saying that? I'm saying that for one simple reason. One simple reason only is because we got into a conversation about the coronavirus and how the coronavirus has affected what we would say right now, the African-American or the Black community or the Black populace right now. And she posed the question. Now, the question that you posed, Ms. Kenzie, why don't you let everybody know the question that you posed?
What is normal?
What is normal? And when she asked me that, now we're going to clear it up for you. We're talking about what is normal far as the way, Black folks are interacting with one another, or
the way things were before the coronavirus took over. Like, was that normal life, or is this normal life that we're living now? What's normal?
Like, explain a little bit to me. Far as, like, you know, when we talk about, you know, normal when, before the coronavirus, what were...
So, like, as far as Black people being supportive of each other. You didn't really have too much of it because you had other Black people not wanting to support because they felt like this person was going to have more than them. Or because they felt like, oh, well, if they can do it, I can do it better. Like, they weren't wanting to spend their money with other Black people.
Right.
Well, now that everything's going on and the economy is pretty much shut down and all the major chains that are run by white people aren't open, you see more Black people supporting Black people. Like, people out here selling dinners, baking, doing makeup, doing nails. You know, I do nails on the side, too.
There you go. There you go. She do nails on the side.
That's my side hustle. But you see a lot of Black people getting more revenue now because they're being supported by the Blacks in the community.
Right. So, would you say before the virus that it was more of a, we didn't support each other because we was... Nobody wants to see somebody get ahead of them.
That's what I think it is. Because look at the fact of, you have so many Black people now saying, oh, I can't wait till the nail shops open back up.
Right.
But then I've seen so many Black people on Facebook like, okay, you know, taking appointments, and you got so many women flocking to them. But I just feel like when the economy open back up, they're not going to support the Black people. They're going to go back to Maylena. Because that's what they were doing before.
Now, let me ask you a question dealing with your major, dealing with psychology. Now, the concept of dealing with, like you said, they're going to go out and deal with a little Ling Ling or whatnot, or May Lee.
Right.
Now, so now that we see what the Chinese are doing to us over in China and over in places like that, they're kicking us out of McDonald's, they're kicking us out of the
like
city.
We should support them.
That's what I'm talking about. So now, here's what the question I have for you, dealing with the major that you have, dealing with the concept of Black people and their mindset. What makes you think, or why do you believe that we're going to run right back into the hands of the oppressor or the people who have done us wrong right after this thing is lifted?
Because it's going to be the way it's always been. Black people don't want to see Black people get ahead. That's the thing. Like, to me, we hate on each other.
Crabs in a bucket syndrome.
That's it. We hate on each other simply because, oh, well, I figure if I got to get her my $10, then she going to be driving around in the Benz and I'm driving this or that. Every Black person should have a hustle about themselves.
Say that again. Every Black person should what?
They should have a hustle about themselves.
Exactly.
That's just like me. If I was to leave this job today, I know that I do nails on the side.
Right. For the record, what's your nails? Let the people know your nails, man. Shout out.
Hey,
come on.
Shout out to CC's.
CC's nails or whatnot, so you can get them done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, so, okay, that's interesting because we are talking about, you know what I'm saying, normal. Now, check this out. When we talk, you asked, you said, now, was that normal? And you said, well, I believe it was normal. I say I believe it was normal, too. You know, one aspect, me being a student of history and a student of, and also, you know, even a teacher of history or whatnot. And I'm talking about Black history, you know, African-American history here, this continent or this diaspora right here in America. Now, when we know that the Blacks in America are were enslaved, right?
Right.
So being that we were enslaved at one time, we had to depend on one another. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So while we were dependent on one another, we bartered with one another or whatnot. And then even coming up out of slavery, but hold on, let me go back into slavery, because we couldn't rely on no other group but ourselves.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So, and even going with the crabs in the bucket syndrome, we know even during slavery, we had two type of blacks, right?
Yeah.
We had a field Negro and we had the house Negro. You know, so the house Negro was that Negro who didn't think that slavery was all that bad or was that bad, because why? They were still eating the master's food, the master's clothing, this, that, the other, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the field Negroes, on one hand, like you said, those are the ones that are buying the dentist from one another.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that are going to get their nails done from one another. Those are the ones that, you know what I'm saying, are helping, you know what I'm saying, the next brother and sister who don't have, by supporting, like you said, your hustle.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that, too, that every black person should have a hustle. And if it should be a legitimate hustle, not nothing to bring down or hurt your other fellow black person. But now, let's come up out of slavery. Even then, when we come up out of slavery, you know what? We stuck together because we build. We had banks. We had busing systems. We had taxi systems. We had school systems. We had shopping centers,
right,
or whatnot. So that lets me know, again, like you said, what is normal. So I'm going to keep it with the concept of, like you said, what is normal. And to me, like you said, yes, this is normal, being that we are on lockdown and that this is a coronavirus lockdown. Now, are we completely on lockdown? Well, we cannot, still can't get out. But I hear what the Black Queen is saying. She's saying that we're shopping with one another. We're holding one another down. We are greeting one another with the concept of, hey, you're my brother, you're my sister. But what happens when it stops?
But not even just that, but you see more families.
Uh-huh.
You see more parents at home with their kids.
Uh-huh.
Like, you see more you see more of the parents focused on their kids.
Uh-huh.
Rather than focusing on everything else. Like, scrolling down Facebook, I see a whole bunch of people, like, doing arts and crafts with their kids, playing board games with their kids, making slime with their kids. Where was this before we was locked down? So it took the whole state to be locked down for you to want to spend time with your kids.
Come on, y'all here, right here. Y'all here giving it. Come
like,
on.
It should never take that.
Come on.
It should never take that. The same thing I'm doing with my kids now, I was doing before this lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people can't go out like they want to.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see many bars open.
Mm-hmm.
Black people at home.
Mm.
Ain't no club. They at club home. Right with their kids.
Hey, that's something that she hit on. Because as soon as she said that, you know, the first thing that came to my mind was Double Dutch. She said, what are they doing? Because a lot of black families are at home with their children.
Yeah.
And they're spending time with their kids. And back then, when I was growing up, I knew that black families stuck together. And not only that, when it was times like this, you would see black families going outside and having fun. You would see the Double Dutches out there. You know, the girls playing Double Dutches in the jellies. You would see them playing hopscotch. Matter of fact, you got the brothers at the park with their sons or their cousins and their nephews or whatnot playing basketball or baseball. Or if you're from Chicago, then you know what Piggy One is. You know what Piggy is. You know what I'm saying? Or Off the Wall. You know, back before the virus hit, we left everything up to the government and other people to fend or do for our children or whatnot. What do you feel about homeschooling?
Like be more broader.
Homeschooling, like we're talking about how the black families are at home with their children or whatnot. And then, you know, far as schooling wise, you know, we always complain about when our child gets sent home with this letter, or our child, the teacher did this to our child. But then we send them right back into the hands of the same people who we're complaining about. But we don't take time out to say, you know what, let me take my child out of this school, homeschool my child. Because like you said now, since the virus is here, a lot of parents are homeschooling. So now that we're homeschooling or whatnot, do we send our children back into the hands of those that aren't teaching our children proper history, proper mathematics, or giving that attention to the kids or our kids or whatnot? So, like, homeschooling, what do you think about homeschooling like that?
I'm all for it.
That's what
stuff
I'm talking
about. Like the math that my son's 11, he's in the sixth grade. Uh-huh. The way that math was explained to him is not how it was explained to me.
Exactly.
And it seems like, yeah, at the same time, he gets it. Uh-huh. But why make it harder for him to understand when I can show him this
easy way? Stop.
It's just like we're dealing with a job. Stop. Y'all make it harder than what it has to be.
Instead of showing the easy way. Stop.
That's it.
So, hey, man, this is, again, like I said, man, it's your man, Shabaka Ramahat. This is The Streets Are Talking, TSRT Radio, our affiliate of Apple Orchard News. So I'm going to give my shots out, but before I give my shots out, I'm going to give the last words to Miss Candace and see what she has to say to the audience before we leave. Is there anything that you would like to say to the audience before we jump up off of here?
Wash your hands.
You heard her. Wash your hands. You know what I mean? So, yo, dealing with that, any shouts out to anybody? You want to shout out to your kids, your man, your moms, you know what I'm saying, sisters, brothers, uncle, cousins?
But nah.
Nah, because she said nah. So, hey, nah, 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 nah to all y'all, so y'all don't get the shout out. So, yo, Peep Game, like I said, man, yo, I'm going to shout out to those that made it happen before me. Give a shout out to the guy, you know what I'm saying, Sarnetta, for making, you know, making the podcast and the radio and the airwaves possible for the Black Brothers. Shout out to the teachers, man, Shaka Atmos, Jabari Osazi, Garfield Reed, Professor James Smalls. Shout out to the ancestors, Dr. Francis Kress Welsing, Dr. Ben, Dr. Clark. Also, shout out to Dr. Amos. Shout out also, man, to those that I just right now can't remember. Shout out to Ngozi, man. Straight up. Shout out to the whole Osiris, you know what I'm saying, Team Osiris. Shout out to the Dagger Squad. So if I missed anybody in the Dagger Squad, shout out to my teacher, man. Hey, and I will leave you with his words. A well-organized lie defeats disorganized truth every time. Peace and black power. This is your man, Shabaka Ramahat. We out. The streets is talking, baby.